اللغة غميان،
All of the inside was made out of wood.
لكن من ينو بلاح شن يقبل قخونا شلو نباقتنا إنا إيجي لقخونا.
She said even the beds were made out of jute wood in the floor.
And did it have a flat roof or a sloping roof in the sense? And did it have a smoke hole? A window in the roof. And was the window glass?
Of the beard of the
And did the house have an entrance tunnel?
She said they had a small porch and they had a door made out of wood. But in winter time they would use snow to make it larger. She said they would make houses for the ducks out of snow alongside the house. Snow house. They also had a snow porch during the winter time. Enough to put in. She said their isolator had a little cabin, a house, I mean, a sod house.
And could you make me a little drawing of how you remember the interior? How the
inside the house?
Yeah, how the inside was organized.
What
sort of furniture, where a stove was, that sort of thing.
Okay. That's the door. The bed.
Pick all of them.
That's the whole bed. And under.
Like bunk beds.
Uh-huh. The stove. Cupboard. There's a
collection
where they keep their water, drinking water. That's his father's, where he picked all his tools and his personal stuff.
Asigun is a little community.
And I sell. She said there was shelves inside that little cabin where the isolo was, but all those shelves are all gone.
I see Iluan is a man. I'm a big one, isolo.
That she said that isolo was really big.
I see I'm not so happy that when Iluan is to it. Atau kami nak tuat, sekarang kamu ikut melawat sama ikut milik kamu.
She said all the personal belongings that were usable they put in the ice cellar just before they left. All the things that were in the house.
Asyik wanita tuat, cuti minyak atau kami nak panggil tuat rumah kami sendiri.
And the things that weren't too usable they left inside the house.
Dalam nak berlawak inna. Kakak jam nunam. Imak tiklu silip karena lo tap temu buktuak sengal lo tengah imak mik silipin lo. So tak paling lah.
She said all their belongings are inside that cellar and there was later there was a crack this way and then that crack filled it up with water all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She thinks that all the things are stored in that ice cellar.
May very well be, yes.
Okay, you mean the Caribbean and Tabo and Sigilamo? Because she's sure. And the Sigilamo Maratumina,
she said all the food that they got, they would put in the ice cellar for the winter.
Yeah.
I see one Ikerahota, Kuna Ikum Sinani.
There was a cat where they put up their meat. She said all the foods that are not perishable, they would put on top of this. What do they call it, cash?
Yeah, scaffold cache.
Uh-huh. That's where they keep all the dry goods on top of that.
Yeah.
All the boats that they got from the ship.
And when you left the house, did you leave the stove, the cooking stove, which you have drawn here, did you leave that inside the house?
They never moved it. They left it there.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Tama ulat kuk igluat. Ugoni iglu kulong at inam nila.
And ulas.
Mga sheriyom.
Was not far from their island.
Yeah.
Mga ulas.
Ang ipin ito. Wala na yung payo ita.
She said it wasn't that big. And they never stayed there very long.
And when the women were, when her mother was sewing, did her mother sit in a particular part of the house?
Mama nuko, nakuhuga misumi, itchuma, nakuhuga. Wani, inawe, kaningani kiwa, unato, kaningani.
Right by the stove, where it's warm.
Aha, just between the sleeping platform and the stove.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember if your mother used a ulu or whether she always used a steel knife?
Kamma, agusin ang iga apa sabiya? Tanya, taswikap ko, kung tingnan ang dilimot.
She said she still got her father's knife. That's the only knife they had.
So her mother, did her mother then use a slate ulu?
Uh huh.
Akagla ulu rin ilo ka sa ulo tinga siyong nanay.
Sumo.
Aulakap takita mo lang.
No, she said her mother took all her ulus. from there. Namuulura mikya pakin nga mama.
Ini makilangan yung ninyo, right?
She said they might have left some ulus over there. But she got the knife back from that guy who took all the things.
Kulilu inna. Kulinya kaman. Man tuk 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 tuk.
She said they also left their lantern.
First one. Nani the kakpia kapta. Kerosene or gasoline
lamp. They left it over there.
First time tabarani. Kulinik palo.
She said that lamp used mantles.
Well, kerosene, lantern. Mm-hmm.
She said they left also some lamps that used kerosene.
And they left. You left them inside the house, or in the cellar.
Wait. I think she said inside the house.
Aha. Aha. Where did her father work inside the house? Or sit and work and do whatever?
Up on this roof, to me.
Tamani unia leo kamili uwani. Tamatkuni unia peani. Jumini unia. Kilani. Unia leo kamili uwani sababu uro kuwani.
Right now.
Ma make slit.
Ah, she's indicating an area between the stove on the one side and the opposite wall with the shelves, the pantry part on the other, and about the middle 2/3 of the distance between the sleeping platform and the front wall.
This is all her father's belongings.
Yeah.
Summertime he would work outside.
Yeah, summertime he would work out to the right.
I think she was indicating that he's making a, he made a sled right here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wintertime, he's inside.
Yeah.
Make a sled.
And when your mother would skin a seal or an ugruk, where did she do that?
Not
too far from the ice. She said they made dried meats not too far from the ice. Dried meats.
And did your mother ever skin a seal directly in front of the house?
Summertime when they get sealed, she would cut them up inside the house. She said only during the summer she would cut up the seals.
Outside near the ice cellar. Well, the archaeologists found just outside of the house, in this area here, an almost complete seal with two butchering knives found underneath it.
Was it a seal?
Yes.
She said during the winter time when her mother cut up some seal, they would put all the bones right outside their house.
Yeah, but this, the funny part about this is, or the strange part, is that it was a complete seal.
Oh,
She said,
after they left that house, there was this one family from Bator Island who stayed there for one winter. It was after they moved here. She said she don't ever remember leaving a wholesale by the house, near the house, that she's aware of. She said it might have been another family who lived there. She said her mother never left anything outside. Her mother never threw any food away, any leftovers they gave to the dogs.
Yeah, that's why I was so surprised at seeing the archaeological data, where there was all the bones in complete articulation of a whole seal with two butchering knives. And that surprised me very much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name of the family in Bartor Island who lived at your house?
Akuchuk family.
Akuchuk.
Yeah.
Agilan ubunga mat ubun sem manna ku suna manne. Itik patu agilanga ubunga suahlu ko maung asinyum nila. Ubunga sama.
She said there was a little stream that was deep by the house, and they put all their waste right by the river. That was the only place where they put their waste. She said all the trash that they've got, they would put right here and no place else.
What's your kuchuk? Mary Akuchuk.
Mary Akuchuk.
Mary Akuchuk's
father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Akuchuk's father.
Do you remember Isaac? No?
Mary Akuchuk, you know last summer. Josephine. Sister.
Yeah.
She's my cousin. She's my first cousin.
This was where they keep the dogs right
here.
Whenever they cleaned up the yard, they would put all their trash right here too. Every summer, every spring.
And they had no garbage pit here, for instance, 20, 30 meters. No, 10 meters from the house.
How far is the meters?
Sorry.
30 feet.
When it clear a week book, time to show a loose or pop that one is ever a sugar. What can it check for our root is a big one? Can it check winter?
Winter time they would use snow all right here. And this was where they cut up all the woods. They would keep all the woods right here and they would cut it up right here.
Yeah.
And during the winter time they would cut up their wood right outside the big porch they made out of snow. And they would stack up all their ice right by the wall. She said there's all kinds of woods or whatever right by the house.
Is that driftwood?
Mm-hmm.
So they would bring the driftwood in from the coast, stack it up and then in a big pile in front of the house, and then in the winter bring it into the porch to chop it up for feeding the wood stove.
Yeah. Okay, me the She said when it's really windy outside and cold, they would take in the driftwood and cut it up inside that porch they made out of snow. And when it's nice out, they would do it outside.
Where was the attack?
This one had attack.
There used to be a pond right here. She said all that snow that melt would be out right here and it would go down.
This one, this little river right here. Summer empty right here.
She said this would fill up with water during springtime.
Ah, that's what we saw in the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
She said whenever the water starts to thaw out, in all that waste would go with the water down that way. From this water, blue pond.
Now, this is a map of the general area made by the archaeologist Derry, showing the excavated area that you see here, some test pits. Here is Mark Ulak's house. Here is the pit where all of the sods were dug to make your house. And here is the ice cache, which was only partially excavated.
She said this house is located right here. She said there was a little pond right around here where they used to get water on the lagoon. Now they're using it for disposal of waste at Brutal Bay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Mark Ulak's house was here. And the river, the little river that your mother just described by the house, where will that run on this map?
She said that water, that stream drains this direction.
And you have no idea who built that small house or cache or whatever it is.
She said she don't ever remember. She said her father worked around this area during summertime.
Yeah.
She said she don't ever remember a house in this direction except right here.
Yeah. So then feature number two will probably be later than the Pausana occupation. You said that the dogs were all situated here
Kun kerran me vain itse olla.
Just turn the winter time.
Asiu samaten. Mamma tahlu itse mun nimiä. Abu tahlu.
She said,
"Mamma."
She said, "Only winter time we would put them around the house. It makes no houses for them. But summertime they would move them from right here."
And did they ever have them in front of the house?
She said they would move them anywhere or maybe around here. She said they used to have a lot of dogs that time.
How many does she mean? 10,
12? 10.
Summertime they would put their tent up right here.
Uh-huh.
Not too far from the place where they put their dry goods. She said they never stayed in the house during the summertime, only during the wintertime. They used the tent often.
Yeah, yeah. So then in the summertime, they lived in the tent.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
They never stayed in the house.
And who did the fishing with a net?
Here.
No, who did the fishing? Did her father do the fishing? Did her mother do the fishing?
She
said all the family took the fishing. She said this part is really shallow. When there's wind coming in from the east, it's shallow, and they would put out their nets out here. She said the place where they did their fishing, there's a dock going that direction. She said that where they did their fishing, they made it into a dock. She said that dock is connected to their...
Connected to the house?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, not far from the cabin. That is what they call that east dock.
Yeah, dog. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
She's going over there this week.
She's
going to take them, take her over before she goes home. From here. They're going to leave from here to where she used to live, and then from there they'll take her home.
Very nice. I wonder if there's anything left.
She said these people made a mistake of the map they made. But this is...
That is all for the moment. When will you be leaving Barrow? How long?
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
This Thursday.
This coming Thursday. Could I talk with you again sometime after I have worked through what we've discussed this afternoon?
She's a... The things that she received from that guy who died, she stopped keeping those.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And she has those at her home in Nuksuk.
Yeah. She said all those things that she received, there she stopped keeping them.
Here in town.
Yeah. It's come out knife. She said the only thing she took was her father's knife from all the
books. He picks out
a look.
And, Nanu looky hutta.
Nanuk teeth. Polar bear teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Her father's knife and the knife sharpener.
Gumiga look, shunatem. Pidiga.
Sibiga. Would it be possible to make an appointment with your mother sometime this week before she goes?
On Wednesday.
And to look at the artifacts which are here in town and discuss them with her?
Yeah, she said she can bring them.
Okay. When would be the best time for her?
Tomorrow or Wednesday.
Tomorrow is good. What time?
Afternoon.
Money too, afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon
is excellent. And shall I meet her somewhere or does she want to come here?
I'll pick you up the same thing. We'll go.
Okay.
Go pick her up.
Yeah. And I'll see. Come on.
Maybe 1:30.
About 1:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a couple of questions I wanted to fix up. This misinformation that was in this report. Uh-huh. Remember I showed it to you the other day. I had said that house was built by Sarah Kunatnana's father, Mark Pausana, in
1936. Her father, Paul Pausana.
Okay, so it should be Paul.
My brother too, David and Mark.
Both. David, Mark, and his father.
Yeah, Paul is the father.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul Pausana, my father.
Paul.
And her brothers,
David and Mark.
Mark's wife is still. She's there too. They had made native allotment applications for that place, but it's lost.
Puto? Or no. Are you talking about Puto Bay? Oh yeah, I had one question on that. Puto Bay. Who made your mother's slate ulus? Do you know where he got the stone to make them from? Oh, that's for the metal ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was talking about the slate, the stone.
Her father's father.
Oh, do you know where he got that stone?
Her father's father grew up in
right up there, Winley.
Okay.
So he probably got the stone up somewhere, maybe somewhere up that way?
Yeah.
She was running that given in night to Allah Dinui. Then I pass over the line and he picked up.
Is that there was not any other family who lived over there except for them.
Yeah. And do any of your uncles, her brothers, live here in Barrow?
Yeah, there was one, Mark.
And is he here now?
1975.
He died
1975.
Ah.
She said she wants to include her sister-in-law with whatever. She said she wants to include all the parts in the family.
And David is still alive.
That's my uncle's son. All of her brothers are dead.
All the brothers are dead.
Just me.
Ah. And when did David die?
She's up there by Anaktuak.
She drowned by near Anaktuak.
But my wife and Anaktuak meet
the wife is living up there. They've got two of David's kids are living in Anaktuak Pass. His two sons.
Joe and David, the youngest David, father's name. Aninganya Tungaro, David. Asha. Atrahto David.
Okay, that's the end of this interview.